It's a warm spring day, and Nicole Broder is harvesting kale.
We'll sell it both as, just on its own and also with some other greens.
Broder and business partner Jess Carr are farmers. They recently opened their own sustainable operation outside Richmond called Shine Farms. Once washed and dried, this first round of greens will go to market and a local restaurant.
4 1/4. Okay.
Broder grew up with a mom and grandmother who always had big gardens and grew their own food. Carr helped her mom raise animals.
Grew up raising sheep, wool sheep. My mom and I did that throughout my whole childhood. I showed dairy cows.
They can't avoid the fact that they're two young women doing this work. Like when they decline offers of help during their regular trips to Lowe's, or when people in the neighborhood swing by and ask which one's married to the owner.
Really, when we walk around trying to be like, yeah, we're farmers, we're met everywhere with people being like really sort of anywhere from like astounded to really sort of weird about it.
Young women starting a farm might seem unusual, but as it turns out, it's not.
Oh yeah, here's a huge increase.
Herman Ellison with the U.S. Department of Agriculture sits in front of a huge and heavy book, the results of the latest agricultural census. According to those numbers, over the past 5 years, there's been a 70% jump nationally in the number of women now running a farm. When you hone in on Virginia, the jump is smaller, but still drastic, 45%.
That's huge. And our female operators account for 26% of the total.
Meaning in Virginia, more than a quarter of farms are now run by women. Unfortunately, the numbers can't explain who these people are or why they're now farming, but Ellison says we do know that most have small operations.
When we look at our female principal producers from the 2017 census, it shows that over 50% of these producers are operating acreage that's less than 50 acres.
Tony Banks with the Virginia Farm Bureau says he's noticed a bunch of new farmers starting small operations like organic produce, pick your own berries, or vineyards.
With the increase in the local food movement, we've seen a lot of women enter agriculture or enter production agriculture specifically.
Back at Shine Farms, the numbers don't surprise Nicole Broder and Jess Carr. They both took an urban agriculture class in Richmond, and most of the students were women. Broder says she sees first-generation female farmers throughout the community. Women like her, inspired by wanting to make a difference in the world.
This makes me happy, which is sort of like the first and most important thing to me, but also I think that this really matters.
For Carr, one of the biggest motivations is stewarding the land. She says there are so many things wrong in the world that can be overwhelming.
And one thing that farming really does is it allows you to tackle a lot of environmental issues and make a physical difference in the land and how it's managed.
And while Carr may be part of a new generation of female farmers working the land, she credits previous generations with showing her how it's done. In Richmond, I'm Mallory Nopane.